This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. By all means, I'm getting ready to order some myself. 10 millimeter, of course. Because that's the way it's got to be. Now then, right now the nobody in chief is, currently commuting sentences and pardoning people. But he is finally going away. We get to witness his last spasm of rhetorical onism, completely overshadowed by the Donald, neatly turning the tables on the media purveyors, the ones that had that fake dossier, remember that one, that tried and failed to paint the president-elect of the United States as the second coming of Bob Crane, Hogan's Heroes. And I say to you, Barack Hussein Obama, good riddance. And welcome, President Trump. And I have a simple two-word request for you. Avenge us. Now, the last 2 months have been particularly hysterically funny as the outgoing president desperately tried to remain relevant. He's taken leading from behind to a whole new level. He's actually now behind being behind now. No one's listening to him. Nobody cares. While he wanders the halls of power looking for somebody to pat him on the back, Trump is out there leading. Got out there with Carrier. Saved. Appointments. They're all going to be confirmed except for the ones like Monica Crowley, who got out there and was a plagiarizer. CNN has been dissed and dismissed. One little tweet on Twitter from Trump, and he resets the paradigm like a boss. Ask L.L. Bean how that works out. It's getting a little hard for me to handle all this hashtag winning right now. While the helpless fake stream media frets over its irrelevance, Obama is left urging his minions to throw little tantrums out in the deep state, trying to do just a little more damage to this country before he is finally exiled to what will be comfortable obscurity. But payback is a Pelosi. Soon, Trump's pen and phone are going to be wielded by the guy who Team Integrity has been calling illegitimate since the moment that Hillary lost, and then lost it again, and then lost it again. And then it again became patriotic to question election results at that point, when all of that happened to pantsuit. All of this last-minute regulatory nonsense is going to be overturned, repealed, pulled back, erased, torn up. We will become the beacon of freedom to Cubans once again. The Western land thefts will be undone. We're going to drill. We're going to frack. It's going to be awesome. And we have to find high ground because we may be drowned by a tsunami of liberal tears. That is most assuredly coming. And there's nothing that the haters can do about it. Nothing. Not a thing. You can howl about Russians and conflicts of interest and innovative sexuality, and the only thing that we care about are the 4 more years of a Clinton White House that we dodged. about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
2 months and a week ago. Whatever. Nothing is going to stick to him. He is the Teflon Don. Nothing's going to stop him. And there's your tribute, elite of America. There's your legacy, fake stream media. Nothing that you say matters anymore. Not a thing. We don't need you. We don't trust you. And if we did, we don't care about anything you say. And you did this to yourselves. Your hate is Trump's validation. Anyone you detest so much has to be someone that we need to support, because we know you feel exactly the same way about us. Trump is just an easier way for you to say, to include us all, make it one inclusive term, Trump. When the withered crone Meryl Streep got out there and she, you know, alas, I was thinking of her in that, in Deer Hunter, and then before that in that movie with Goldie Hawn where they kept using the makeup that kept him forever young, whatever it was called. When she got out there and lectured Trump on how he's so terrible and needs to obey her kind, she's really telling us that. Accept our moral and political leadership, she demanded. All hashtag caring and kindly. That was her least convincing performance since she played the mediocre chick in The Deer Hunter. But when we hear people like her talk at us, that's just another bit from The Deer Hunter, with the progressives figuratively handing us a revolver and shouting, Dee Dee Mao. Nope, we've chosen not to go first in your proposed suicide pact. So what you got now? You going to boycott? What are you going to boycott? You got your hashtags like hashtag resistance, losing yourself in a gay Muslim immigrant furry romance. Is that what you're going to do? You got nothing. Nothing. That whole not owning guns thing has really worked out poorly for you, hasn't it? We got problems on our side. Now, far from having to run for re-election, we got to deal with John McCain. And we got to deal with Lindsey Graham. And naturally, Marco Rubio is demonstrating the same kind of political savvy that made him a superstar on the campaign trail. Side with the Democrats against Rex Tillerson like you did on illegal alien hugging. That this time, Schumer will totally have your back. Marco, baby. Chucky promises. Beating the Democrats is important, and it's a whole bunch of fun, but Trump's most important job will be keeping the stupid party from Obama-ing itself into electoral irrelevance. It's already trying. They can't help themselves. He has to save the GOP, or he had to save them from shooting both of their own feet with an attempt at substantially correct but politically tone-deaf ethics reform. He's already made it clear that the hemming and hawing about repealing and replacing the abomination that is Obamacare needs to end. We're killing it. And we're killing it now, soon, ASAP. We'll soon see the squishes floating air biscuits on compromise and immigration reform. But Trump knows what his voters want, and it sure as hell's not amnesty under some other name. The wall will be built. And I bet it gets paid for by taxing the remittances back home from the people who shouldn't be here in the first place. Nobody thought about that, did you? Nobody thought about that. We know how much money's going over there. We'll tax that. Thank you. Trump will nuke them when the GOP nincompoops in the Congress try to shaft the GOP voters to make their tax reform dreams come true by eliminating the home mortgage and the state tax and the charitable deductions. Those deductions benefit mostly normal people who work and save and give to charity, you know, like me and you. So the idea is not to screw over the people who voted for the GOP Congress. GOP, you need to protect us. Tax policy is not some theoretical exercise in good government. It's an expressly political act with winners and losers. When the GOP does tax policy, it needs to ensure that GOP voters are the winners. Don't worry about the jerks that are out there talking. They're not going to like you anyway. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, you're never going to be liked on the late night talk shows. Bill Maher is never going to like you. So join us. We'll protect you. We'll take care of you. We will. When we get back, we're going to talk about the price of political correctness. This is Lock and Load.
creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Ammunition Depot, if it's on the website, it's in stock. They'll tell you exactly how many boxes they got of it. This is the safest way to order ammunition. And trust me, as somebody that's been looking for 10 millimeter all over my city, that's the only place to go. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, one of the things I absolutely abhor nowadays is political correctness. I hate political correctness. Hate it, hate it, hate it. Now, our president is arguably the greatest showman ever elected, and he's preparing to begin his first term as our 45th president. And at the same time, sadly, we just learned that a business that has been in business, a show that is we all grew up with, the greatest show on earth after a 146-year run, is shutting down. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus employees in Orlando were told on Saturday that they will cease to exist following their May 21st performance at New York's Nassau Coliseum. The official line is that the circus, dating back to the immortal American entertainer and entrepreneur P.T. Barnum in the 1800s, could not sustain its business model due to changing entertainment tastes and declining ticket sales. But the real bottom line is that an institution has been killed by political correctness. And other wholesome family entertainment will be next, unless we all pick up the incoming administration's mantra and make America great again. Now, from the ultra-sophisticated New York and Los Angeles to the flyover country in Kansas City, Birmingham, and Duluth, the arrival of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus reduced everyone to a kid again, often preceded by an on-street parade into town, even through the Queens Midtown Tunnel into Manhattan, by acrobats and caged tigers and clowns and the trademark elephants introduced by Barnum himself in 1882. And they would perform nights and weekends as parents took their wide-eyed children. I was one of them to see the human cannonball or the singing ringmaster. And, you know, it would turn back the clock to experience their childhood, to watch it through our eyes, and to be part of an enduring, charming part of genuine Americana. In 1995, whether to merely preserve their investment or move by genuine love of their animals, Ringling Brothers opened a 200-acre center for elephant conservation, whose stated mission is the conservation, breeding, and understanding of that amazing animal based on 146 years of working with them. None of this, not the wholesome family entertainment or the awe and pageantry, not even the conservation investment, mattered to the forces of political correctness, which had been slowly cultivating over time, but sprang into a fully developed virus in the petri dish that was the Obama years. So-called animal rights activists targeted Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus and received plenty of coverage from compliant news media operatives, using hysterical comparisons of elephants and tigers to human slavery. One hothead outside of Asheville, North Carolina, declared that he was out there to let the public know that wild animals don't belong in circuses. They belong with their families. We could say that about airline pilots and hip surgeons and mimes and fast food workers still being paid less than $15 an hour, but I'm guessing this guy doesn't care if they spend enough time at home. PETA accused Ringling Brothers of animal abuse for, among other things, keeping tigers held captive before they performed, and I guess instead of letting them roam the parking lot. Maybe the audience. Sort of loony. That's sort of a crazy thing to say. But in the end, the circus caved to the PC forces, who are now lighting up the internet and the social media, crowing about this victory. Ringling Brothers is part of the start. The PC Nazis have already bullied SeaWorld into ending their popular killer whale performances. No more Shamu the Orca for families to enjoy. And with the death of the big dog, sorry, Peter, smaller regional circuses like the wildly popular Hey Jazz Shrine Circus in South Carolina will be next. Then will come the San Diego Zoo, the John G. Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, and the Sharkarosa Wildlife Ranch in Pilot Point, Texas. The Audubon Society in New Orleans must go. We must free the insects and the butterflies. We must start building crates to ship pandas back to China. That's the future of us here in America if we continue to allow our society's choices to be dictated by those whose concern is less about families experiencing the awe and wonder of God's creations in a close personal way, but instead whether, say, a captive armadillo might develop plantar fasciitis by living in an enclosure rather than being pancaked by an 18-wheeler on the highway as it enjoys its blissful freedom. I hope and pray that as he tackles radical Islamic terrorism and the need to protect American jobs and other critical issues, that Trump, who's a proven businessman, whose critics nevertheless deride him at every turn for his showbiz roots, will also turn back the forces of political correctness. I'd like to see it the same way he shut Jim Acosta up. That was fun. I enjoyed that. If you have a Twitter account, let's have a hashtag, make the circus great again. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told his people that were interrogating him that the way they will take over the United States is via political correctness. And political correctness is nothing more than a bunch of busybodies. Nothing more than that. Nothing more. I'm sure it's better to be an elephant and be out there being poached, where we have to have, you know, we have to have old military guys out there shadowing the elephants now in their habitats to kill the, you know, engaging in firefights with the poachers. So much better. So much better for them to be in that environment than, say, performing. Now, when we get back, the left thinks that they're quite enlightened, but what we're about to see and what we're beginning to see, they haven't gotten their way, so they're wanting to riot. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defended yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I had a very good time Sunday. Yes, Sunday. Went to the range Sunday. Took the 10 millimeter out Sunday. Video is up now on YouTube, Lock and Load Radio 1. If you want to go check that out, I would love for you to subscribe to it and everything. Because, you know, I am all about media and video. I fancy myself a miniature Cecil B. DeMille. So go check that stuff out, Lock and Load Radio 1 on YouTube. I had a good time shooting the 10. When the left don't get their way. Well, let's start here. There's an exhaustive list of prominent celebrities who chose not to perform at Obama's inaugural ceremonies in 2009 and 2013 because they were threatened with death and boycotts or ostracism. We know the number because we've done the count exhaustively. The count is zero, despite the right's deep, deep, not really caring about him that much of Obama. When it comes to the inauguration of Donald Trump, let's see, you got Andrea Bocelli, the very wonderfully gifted blind operatic tenor. He's decided not to perform despite being a friend of the president-elect, and reports indicate that it's not just because he was threatened with a boycott. Rather, it was because of death threats that his security team deemed too serious to ignore. So, Andre, you're going to sing for the Trump? Well, we'll kill you there, opera boy. Broadway star Jennifer Holliday, who has also dropped out of the inaugural festivities after being branded an Uncle Tom.
Aren't we supposed to get the pronouns right? What if Jennifer wants to be identified as a female? Couldn't she be like an Aunt Thomasita or something? But anyway,
claiming that she didn't realize that performing at the inauguration would be interpreted as supporting the president, she wrote, "My only choice must now be to stand with the LGBT community and to state unequivocally that I will not perform for the welcome concert or for any of the inauguration festivities." You know, do all of you in the subcategories of Americana understand that you were placed there in order to divide us, in order for us not to get along? Do you think that we hate you because you might be LGBTQ, whatever it is, ABCEIGEIEIO? Do you think that? Because I've got to tell you, you falling for that, I mean, you know, it's pretty stupid. Ironically, Trump offended some of his most conservative supporters by having his openly gay friend, Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, speak at the Republican National Convention, while Thiel remains a key member of Trump's transition team. Trump also proudly held up a gay flag at one of his rallies celebrating LGBTs for Trump, and there were plenty of them. And he recently picked Anthony Scaramucci, a self-described gay rights activist, for a senior advisory role. In fact, Scaramucci is a member of the president-elect's transition team who started the rumor that Trump would be the first American president in the U.S. history that enters the White House with a pro-gay rights stance. I'm sure Elton John wants to get in there and perform. Now, you know, if you want to start, they've already denied they're ever going to do it, so I can start the rumors all I like. It appears that the vast majority of LGBT leaders are not impressed. We can't possibly stand when somebody supports us. That, you know, standing with Trump means you're standing against us, and those who stand against us must be punished. Other celebrities also declined invitations, apparently without any outside pressure being put on them. Like John Legend. John Legend, I've never listened to his music. He was explaining to the BBC, "Creative people tend to reject bigotry and hate. We tend to be more liberal-minded. When we see somebody that's preaching division and hate and bigotry, it's unlikely that he'll get a lot of creative people that want to be associated with him." When has he done that? When has he done that? Does John Legend understand that all of these Islamics that he wants to let in can't wait to saw his damn head off? Does he get that? Okay, so Trump is a divisive figure. I like it. I like him being a fighter. He came out and he pushed back against John Lewis, who's a civil rights icon, but he's way past his, I mean, you know, he peaked then. He had to get out there for whatever reason. He had to say that Trump was not a legitimate president, even though Obama believes he's a legitimate president. Even some Republican squish leaders spoke up on Lewis's behalf, while his constituents, who also felt slighted, lashed out at Trump as well. I get that you progressives don't like Trump. He didn't buy any advertising. How is he a good American? I know that you like to get out there and use comparisons like Hitler, Kahn, Hitler, Mussolini, Hitler. And leading the way with that are the Hollywood elites. And, Caitlyn Jenner, who was voted Woman of the Year, claims that she has a harder time being a political conservative than being a transgender, but having a hysterical reaction to an incoming or current president is just a characteristic of the right as it is for the left. There's been lots of conspiracy theories about Barack Obama, including the claim that he is a secretly gay Muslim member of the Illuminati who's being groomed for his ultimate role as the Antichrist. Some of you listening are going to go, "Yeah, finally he gets it." My issue with the reaction of the so-called tolerant and enlightened left is that they're the same left we're told that tends to reject bigotry and hate, And yet they go on violent looting riots when it doesn't go the way they want it to, and they launch death threats against celebrities who stand publicly with Trump. Andrea Bocelli is blind, and he's an opera singer. This is not somebody you threaten with death. I know that people burned effigies of Obama after his election, and I know there was a liberal scholar writing on the Hill that argues that demonstrators aren't protesting Trump because he is a white male. The protests are because of the bigotry his campaign has emboldened and the fear of discrimination in his presidency, his capacity to perpetuate. Even as the white supremacists are sitting back going, well, wait a minute now. He may not be our guy. He's for everybody. But that underscores the very point that I'm making, that those allegedly protesting bigotry and hatred and discrimination are engaging in those very things, with some Hollywood elites leading the way with their over-the-top anti-Trump rhetoric. The only thing that I see wrong with that is that whole, we don't like guns and we don't own guns and we're not going to have guns and nobody wants guns thing. In the end, though, it's the hypocrisy of the left. I don't care about their rejection of Trump. We rejected Obama. Big deal. But their hypocrisy is what galls me the most. When we get back, we're going to talk about the fake stream media, because they don't have any credibility at all. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Just got a text from my man JT. I got to read that one. That was a... Okay. 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 All right. I don't know what that means, but I'll have to check with him. All right. When the press is no longer the watchdog of America, that America's founders intended, when is that? When are they no longer the ones that are supposed to be keeping tabs on things? How about when they report and publish unverified smears? America's founders believed that a free press was of such a significance, they granted it constitutional protection. Thomas Jefferson said, "Were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter." That just makes me laugh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I find it amusing. Now, the press was an integral ingredient, to a free nation, which Jefferson believed could be an unbiased watchdog to keep the government honest. What happens when the watchdog cannot be trusted? On January 10th, notably excited CNN journalists delivered breaking news that classified documents presented to the current and incoming presidents included allegations that Russians had compromising information about Donald Trump. Not long after, BuzzFeed apparently heard CNN's dog whistle and published a 35-page dossier, which was really nothing more than a compilation of uncorroborated hogwash created to delegitimize Trump's presidency. Following day, NBC News reported a senior U.S. intelligence official disputed CNN's claims. The official said Trump was not briefed on the dossier and claims no investigations found any conclusive or direct link between Trump and the Russian government. Later, Trump tweeted that National Intelligence Director James Clapper called me yesterday to denounce the false and fictitious report that was illegally circulated. Calling it a dossier, that was a pretty big stretch. It was as big of a stretch as BuzzFeed editors Ben Smith's justification for publishing it. He wrote, publishing this document was not an easy or simple call, and people of goodwill may disagree with our choice, but publishing this dossier reflects how we see the job of reporters in 2017. BuzzFeed's irresponsible decision gave Americans one more reason to distrust the press and made it harder for the press at large to hold the new administration accountable. WikiLeaks was ruthlessly attacked for publishing corroborated, authenticated information about Hillary Clinton, but somehow it's okay for CNN to hold the door of innuendo open and for BuzzFeed to run through and publish uncorroborated rumors about Trump. WikiLeaks simply got out there and laid bare the truth about what regular Americans already suspected. They exposed a sinister collusion between the press, CNN specifically, and the Clinton campaign. Leaked emails revealed former CNN contributor Donna Brazile leaked debate questions to help Clinton. Emails also exposed that the DNC colluded with CNN about what kind of interview questions Wolf Blitzer should ask Donald Trump. 20 years after his original comments about the press, an obviously much wiser Thomas Jefferson wrote in 1807 to newspaper editor John Norvell, to your request of my opinion of the manner in which a newspaper should be conducted so as to be the most useful, I should answer by restraining it to true facts and sound principles only. Yet I fear such a paper would find few subscribers. It is a melancholy truth that a suppression of the press could not more completely deprive the nation of its benefits than is done by its abandoned prostitution to falsehood. If it's in a newspaper, you can't really believe it. Apparently, some things never change. The fake stream shot themselves in the head. Enjoy it. Here's some other people that shot themselves in the head, too. The Never Trump Republicans. A lot of them are going around out there. They put their names on the Never Trump list during the presidential campaign. And most of these are national security Republicans who work in government perpetually. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, whether they produce or not. They're now wondering why their names seem to be on a do not hire list at the White House. The Washington Post reports if called upon by President-elect Donald Trump, they stand ready to serve their country again, but their phones aren't ringing. Their entreaties to Trump Tower in New York have mostly gone unanswered. Some of these are some of the biggest names in the Republican national security world, including the first Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, retired Air Force General Michael Hayden, formerly director of the CIA and the NSA, and former trade ambassadors Carla Hills and Robert Zoellick. Unlike others who were silent or stayed neutral during the presidential campaign, they spoke out publicly and decidedly against Trump. We commit ourselves to working energetically to prevent the election of someone so utterly unfitted to the office, read one particularly harsh letter signed by 122 of these GOP national security leaders. They called his trade policies a recipe for disaster and said his view of American influence and power on the world stage is wildly inconsistent and unmoored in principle. He has utter contempt for Mexico, the letter said, and endangers the safety of Muslims. He is fundamentally dishonest. These are GOP people. GOP. Security people. Now that Trump gets to hire some of them are surprised and concerned that their friends flirt with the incoming administration regarding potential jobs while they remain empty-handed in a state of indefinite limbo. Trump's political advisors have put them on a blacklist. Enjoy. That, you know, there's a bunch of them that got out there and were talking, you know, they were talking amongst themselves. No fly, no buy, big deal. How do you feel? How do you like it now? How do you like being dismissed offhand? They don't like it. One person told Washington Post on the condition of anonymity, of course, because they're cowards. It's hostile. It's not just that we're frozen out. I was told they said there was an enemies list. Well, When you are an enemy of something, yes, you might make an enemies list. This is the whole thing changed. Everything has changed. And these idiots are too stupid to realize that. That's the part that I find most amusing. I mean, it's just so funny. So, so very funny. So, oh well. This is the new world. You got to produce, you got to perform, you got to make a difference now. You just can't simply exist. You simply can't sit back and say, well, I've done it for years. I can continue to do it again. If called upon, you're not going to get called upon. You're not. But don't worry. Trump is bringing jobs back to the United States already as we speak, or he's creating them, or whatever you want to call it. You'll find something, I'm sure. But at least for the foreseeable future. And I mean, look at it. I mean, look at it as 8 years. Somebody that's 65 years old is, you know, they're pretty much done if Trump isn't going to hire them. We're going to flip into hour number two. These are good days. I'm having so much fun. So much fun with this stuff. When we get back, the lies and the liars about national reciprocity.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.